the 29th of April. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. We've been looking on these Mondays, and we're going to finish up as we come towards the end of the Easter season, but we've been looking at the messianic, well, we've been looking at Mark's Gospel, and I want us today to look at the messianic secret. Isn't that a big word? Let's say it together, messianic secret. What does it mean, messianic secret? Well, it comes from the word Messiah. And in Mark's Gospel, remember, Jesus being the Messiah is a secret to all the people, but everything in creation knows who the Lord is. It's very funny. If you listen to Mark's Gospel as we go through the year, you're always listening. If as soon as animals or nature or the demons that Jesus casts out come into the story, you'll see they all respond to Jesus because they know who he is. The demons say who he is, they know who he is, and they say, tell us that. But the wind and the waves obey him, the wild animals come and be with him. The colt, the unridden colt that nobody's ever ridden, remember when we were doing Palm Sunday, allows Jesus to ride him into Jerusalem. And even though there's lots of screaming and shouting, which would make a colt very scared, the colt does nothing bad. He just walks gently with Jesus. The messianic secret in the Gospel of Mark. We also see that Jesus goes out and he prays often on his own. In Mark 1, after Jesus is healed, Mark chapter 1, after Jesus has healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law, he then heals a whole lot of people and he casts out demons. We hear about that. And then he goes up very early in the morning while it was still dark, and he goes out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And this passage is highlighting for us what Jesus does after he does miracles. Does he wait around so that people could say, wow, Jesus, you're amazing? No, he doesn't. He goes off on his own to pray. And it highlights for us that Jesus is keeping his identity secret. He doesn't just want people to think he's the next best thing. He doesn't want them to click on his YouTube feed with 1,000,000,000 clicks. But he wants them to touch their lives in a meaningful way. And he doesn't mind if they don't know who he is. In fact, he keeps telling people not to say who he is or not to say what he's done. So for instance, in Mark 8, Jesus asks his disciples who the people say he is, and they give him a whole lot of answers. And then Jesus says to them, but who do you say I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ. And then Jesus says, don't tell anyone about this. Jesus is very cautious about who he lets know who he is. Likewise, in the same way, after the transfiguration in Mark 9, Jesus' glory is revealed to Peter and James and John. And as they walk down the mountain, remember what Jesus says? He says, don't tell anyone what you've seen until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. So he's like saying, don't say anything about this until after the resurrection. And they don't even know what he's talking about because they don't know that he's going to rise again. Even though he tries to tell him that's what's going to happen, they don't believe him. But eventually they believe him. And eventually we know that Simon Peter will reveal that story to Mark. And even when he heals people, we often hear Jesus saying, don't go and tell anyone about this. So for instance, when Jesus raises Jairus' daughter from the dead in Mark 5, when the little girl comes back from being almost dead or being dead, Jesus tells everyone to give her something to eat. But then he says, don't tell anyone about this. And so he's very clear. He doesn't want people to be knowing what he's doing. He's quite humble about what he's doing. He wants to heal people, and then he moves on to the next thing that he's doing. He doesn't want people to be thinking he's amazing, even though obviously he is amazing. He is God. He wants people to come to him and have a real encounter with him, not like he's a VIP, but like he's Jesus, a person who's very important to them and more important than they can know because he is God. And that, I think, is how Jesus wants to be in our lives too, and it's how he wants us to be. He wants us to be humble, not thinking we're better than other people. He doesn't want us to be proud and arrogant. He wants us to be humble and gentle, just like he was. And if we do something amazing, that's great, but we don't need to boast about it. We can just move on and do the next thing. Let's close our eyes now. Let's ask for the grace to be humble like Jesus, willing to just do good things for people, and then to move on with our lives. Amen.